spring practice today. Jeff Driscoll will remain at the starting quarterback position with junior Tyler Murphy and freshman Skylar Morningweg fighting for the second spot. Florida offensive coordinator Brent Pease says both players will have to step up.
Jeff is the guy that's going to lead the charge, but behind him it's going to be Tyler and Skylar. Tyler and Skylar competing for the backup spot, and I've talked to them, and those guys got to step in.
Spring practices are open to the public this Friday and Saturday. Moving to basketball, the SEC tournament starts tonight with South Carolina taking on Mississippi State. The Gamecocks are coming off a 74-64 loss against Vanderbilt, while the Bulldogs beat Auburn 74-71. Mississippi State head coach Chris Hollander says his team is prepared for tonight's game.
I think it'll be good. I think these guys all year long have come to work, fought back from a lot of adversity. There's probably not a college basketball team in America that's gone through what we've gone through this year. And these guys come in every day with a worker's mentality, wanting to get better, listening to coach, being very coachable, and they've responded throughout the entire year in an unbelievable way.
Tip-off is set for 7:30 in Nashville, Tennessee. Staying with the SEC Hoops tournament, Auburn will play Texas A&M tonight. Auburn finished the season 9-22 overall, while Texas A&M ended with 17-14. Auburn head coach Tony Barbee says the postseason will be a fresh start for the team.
You throw the records out the window, you throw how you might have played or come up short, and you throw it out the window, and everybody basically starts over at scratch. So we've got a chance to erase the taste of our season and start over. And so it's like I told our seniors, it's a chance for them to go out with a winning postseason.
Tip off is set for 10. More cheap seats on the way for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. I'm going to go ahead and go with Tennessee just because they're on a hot streak right now. Out of the last 9 games, they've only lost 1 to Georgia. So we'll just have to see what happens tomorrow night.
Get caught up with all the sports action on The Drive-In with Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.